This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
When it comes to networking, do I say that, yes, networks are currency? And when you talk of currency, it's that how you leverage on the networks. Those people are the ones who build you. They will make you. They'll connect you to the relevant network. So it's not every network or not every contact that you meet will help you to get the next level.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Make Money the Podcast by The Business Daily. My name is Kefa Muirore, and today we are going to talk about networks. Now, it's said that network is net worth. And to walk us through this conversation today, I'm glad to be joined by Sarah Karinge. Sarah Karinge is a networking coach and refers herself as the networking queen. And I think straight onto the discussion, Ms. Sarah, I think for me the first question is you begin knowing other people in other industries, senior people, senior managers, maybe in the world of work, in the world of business, and you start, in your interactions you'll come across certain people that you feel, wow, I would have to have a connection with such people. How does one start leveraging or building those networks from the get-go for you?
Thank you very much, Kefa, for inviting me to come and share my experience in networking and how your network can be your net worth. First, let me introduce myself by saying, yes, I'm the queen of networking. I've invested a lot in networking for the last 10 years by doing a lot of research, by reading a lot, and also listening to podcasts about networking and also the experience I've had in networking. I'm in various businesses, and those businesses have actually thrived or grown because of networks. Why? Because I have applied the skills very well. Some of the businesses that I manage with my family, my children, my two children, we are in the water business. We supply water, which comes from our borehole within our estate. So that's a solution we've provided to people who have come and sometimes there's no water. Then so we supply it through pipes, and then we also manufacture wooden products in the construction industry to developers, to contractors, individuals who want very quality doors and frames all made of wood. And then we also do fittings for the same, and we also do any form of interior works because we've had this experience for the last 30 plus years.
Yeah.
Then we're also in the real estate sector. We provide solutions to people who want quality services in terms of rented homes. We give them good security. We provide them with water. And we make sure that, of course, our tenants are happy because everybody wants comfort. So we provide that comfort. We listen to them. Just in case something goes wrong, we have people who we have stationed in our houses, caretakers who are well-trained and they are quite professional.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to networking, do I say that, yes, networks are currency? And when you talk of currency, it's that how you leverage on the networks. Those people are the ones who build you. They will make you. They'll connect you to the relevant network. So it's not every network or not every contact that you meet will help you to get the next level. But it is said that when you build a relationship, when you meet people and you have a relationship, don't start by being transactional. Because what happens is that if, for example, I am so desperate, I want my business to grow, we make one mistake. For example, I know that Muirore is working in Nation, India. And I know he has very many people that he has come across. So what I will do is I will tell him that I have this business of where we manufacture these products, the doors and the frames. And because I know you've met many people whom you have interviewed, please give me that connection. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
How do we now leverage on the networks? It's after I meet someone for the first time, the approach should be, I should wear a smile and I should wear a confidence. What I have found out is that anywhere I go, I'll smile, I'll be relaxed, I'll not be under any form of tension. So when people see that this lady is relaxed, she's confident, she knows herself, first impressions are very important.
Yeah.
So when people see me, And they see that I am probably well-dressed. I have good mannerisms. I am professional. Definitely that person will want to connect with me.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, they say that that firm handshake may lead to the next currency or the next level of growth. You need to introduce yourself properly, what you do, maybe for how long, how you do it, and the solution you provide without asking for business at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take some time, meet this person later, or request. Maybe you could even go online, because you see, today business is so much online.
Yeah.
People are so online. You've met Sarah Karinge. Mm-hmm. So what do you do after this? Go online, look for her, go on Facebook, go on LinkedIn, go to maybe even TikTok, because we know, of course, even these days is TikTok.
Yeah.
And any other tool that, of course, people use. The moment you see who I am, now you'll be able to start maybe following me. You can like, you can maybe comment positively, or you can ask a question. Then when you start connecting, it means later on, even when you come to me requesting for a connection, it will be very easy.
Yeah.
That is now the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And in terms of that network, you said not every person I meet particularly forms my network or is my network or will create that, networking feel. Is there some sort of strategy around it or an optimal kind of network? Like, I meet 10 people, maybe is there a way to filter them out, the different people that I'll get to meet, in terms of say, now this is my network? Is there quite a formula around it?
Yes. What I would say is that when you meet people for the first time, assume that you met in a certain event, it means for that person to come to that event, there's something that he or she wants to either pick from there.
Yeah.
Or there's someone she's following in that network. She has already seen maybe it online, and she has seen that probably Muru is the person I've been looking for so long. Now, what happens is that when you go to people's offices, in most cases, they may not be very ready to see you because you are already a stranger.
Yeah.
But when you go to an event, there's that great opportunity for you to meet this person, because everybody has gone there, and there's no way I can come to an event and someone wants to talk to me and I'm so hard that this person, someone is like, I'll put a block or a wall. What I have found out is that when people go for those events, it doesn't matter who this person is, even if it's the president, because of course, okay, there'll be the security.
Yeah.
But in most cases, you find that even the president will even want to shake your hand. Why? Because there's that aura that comes when people are in such an event. So it's good for me to, when I go to an event, I look around and there's a way somehow you connect with certain people. So you can look in a group of, say 10 people who are sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's one person you feel that I can connect with this person. So now when you're seated at such a table, in most cases what I have seen, people like sitting next to the people they know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the mistakes that we make. For example, Murori, I know you, I've known you from today. I've known what you do in Nation Media. And after knowing that and getting deeper and you telling me what roles you play here,
yeah,
then we meet in a certain event. Other than what I need to do is to say hi to you. Then after exchanging some few words here and there, I need to look at other people in the group or in that team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can now decide, I walk to one person and I say, hi, how are you, sir? Or how are you, madam? My name is Sarah Karinge. I'm the queen of networking. And people will be like, oh, you are the queen of networking. So now there, oh, you see, I've already broken the ice.
Yeah.
I may not even say that I am Sarah Karinge.
Mm-hmm.
I am the queen of networking. So that will create curiosity.
Yeah, curiosity.
So
yeah.
What is it that you, as Muriri, can have that will make people get so curious? Or you form a statement that will make someone to want to generate or start a conversation. Then from there, you tell them, yes, I am the queen of networking because I have helped very many millions of people. I've traveled to different countries helping people learn how to network and to know that network is currency.
Yeah.
So when now you approach people like that, they'll be like, okay, then what else do you do? How many people? How have you? They will start asking questions. Then you answer. So the more you communicate, the more free these people become with you.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, now you can meet later, you can request that now, okay, you leave that person, you go to the next person. And I would rather, instead of meeting almost everybody, try to meet maybe two people or three people, depending on the number of hours that you'll be in that particular place.
Yeah.
Then after that, follow up, have more conversations, see how best you can support each other. But of course, we know trust takes time, because I may not meet you today, I may not know you very well, but I need to search you more online to see whether I can open my networks to you, because people give business or do connection to others for people that they know, they like, and then finally trust. Because trust, as it is said, is what now helps you to get to the next level, because I will open to you the networks that I have.
Thank you. And in terms of you mentioned these events where, you know, people are a bit loose. You're not meeting someone at their office. You're not having to go through their PA.
Yes.
The importance of these events. Sometimes you'll get invited to a cocktail. It's late in the evening. Maybe you are tired. You might want to pass often. But do you feel it's something important to integrate? Because there'll always be these opportunities to meet, especially people different from either the business you are doing or the job you're employed in. Sometimes you can get an invite to these, you know. They are very either early morning or very late evening events. Is it time that people now start embracing them? Because it's easy to just be, I've had a busy day, I've been recording, I've been writing, I've been reading a lot. Maybe it's time I just bypass. Is it time to see more value out of these? You know, they are very easy. Like you said, it's cocktail events. People are just there, few two speeches, then it becomes a networking front. But most people will not be ready or might feel, it's too much work. Is it time we start embracing those opportunities for networking where you meet people in just, you know, their raw form out there, just networking and, you know, nothing particularly happening, but an opportunity to meet up in a sense.
Thank you very much. You know, your effort and your commitment to what you want to achieve in life is what will drive you to really push yourself to go to such event. However tired you may be, you never know that when you go to such an event, you might find someone with a key to the door that you have been looking for. Doors that have been locked or doors that have been opened, but you are not able to really go to different rooms and get comfort in the room that you have been looking for. So it's important for people to wake up early if it's an early morning event, because these days people wake up very early.
Yeah.
You go to that morning event, and an early morning event is usually good because you are very fresh.
Yeah.
You have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking forward maybe to meet a certain person that you have been waiting to see. They said, one time I remember, if I can just share a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I really wanted to meet the late Kerubi, and I really didn't know how to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, I used to follow him on Facebook a lot, and I would comment, and then of course, once in a while, he also comment. Then there's another time I also wanted to meet the founder of a very big network, referral marketing network. This man is based in America, California, and it is very hard to meet such people. So I learned that this man was going to be in a cruise ship. That was in 2019. So I looked for the American visa, which was very hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was very determined, I went 3 times and I failed to get a visa. But the fourth time, I got it. The reason why I was going there is because I wanted to meet him so that he could take me through how to become a professional networker. And I told him what my goals were. My interest is in networking. I wanted to know how I can actually leverage on networking, the networks. And he actually took me through for 5 good days, 30 minutes a day for 5 good days. So I tapped a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, it is you to push yourself. So when you say maybe you are spending so much money, because I see many people saying, this money is too much. Why is this event being charged, like, say, 10,000 shillings? Why is it being charged 5,000 shillings? The more expensive that event may be, chances are the people who are coming there are high-level networks or people of high value or net worth. Their net worth is much bigger. And chances are, you meet there, they'll be like, if Sarah can come and pay the 10,000 shillings, she has invested, because networking is an investment.
Yeah.
You spend money.
Yeah.
But when you start crying and saying, oh, this money is too much and all this, then you might be failing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put that effort, you wake up early, you go for this event, and then you meet this person, you see that the people who network a lot, in most cases, and when they know the people they want to meet, they actually rise very fast in their businesses,
yeah.
in their professions, or in their careers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now when I met Dr. Kirubi, I just thought I did. I went, I walked over, of course, as you are saying, the fear. I went there and I was like, I don't know whether this man is going to talk to me. But fortunately, I think depending on how I carried myself and the confidence I had, he listened to me. And I told him, sir, I really like what you write about networking. And I'm the queen of networking. And immediately he brightened up.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That if you connect with people so much,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't meet them on a daily basis, but they know you meet them online, the chances of them listening to you are much higher than a stranger.
Yeah.
Because I used to comment positively. I would also ask a question and I would see feedback on that question. And I would get very excited. So when he had that, he was also very happy. And I told him the reason why I wanted to meet him.
Yeah.
And I would say that, yes, it's good for us to make sure that where we are going, we go with an intention of not selling,
yeah.
but trying to understand or make other people understand who we are and probably also why we want to meet them.
Yeah.
Then he gave me an appointment later on. Then we talked and I was a very happy person thereafter.
Great. That's a good example of how networking is done.
Yes.
And I think for me, you began by saying, and we began by calling, you know, your networks your net worth, and you know, network as a currency. And I know there's a new term nowadays coined as social capital. You know, we've always looked at wealth as monetary wise or mm-hmm. asset based. It's
yes.
it's the number of it's my account balance. It's the investments I have. It's perhaps the land properties I own. Now we are beginning to. I'm beginning to realize that networks are just as important. Perhaps if you would summarize the importance of, you know, having a network for someone who might only be thinking, wow, wealth is only, you know, monetary or asset based. Not many always look at social capital as something, or networking as, you know, your network being your net worth in a sense. In terms of, if you would summarize it as a whole, the importance of having that network. Like, you could still chase your usual, you know, monetary gains. You could always have your assets, like you say, that, you know, earning money for you and so on. But what perhaps should we pay attention to so that we still also chase after social networks and not just, you know, not just money and assets and the likes?
Yeah, you know, life is not just about money.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, money comes later, because you see, when you work, then you get money. It will be very hard for you to receive money before you work, not unless if you already have built a relationship with someone who trusts you. So there are many times when people come, they put money in our account. Why? We have built a very strong and solid network with them. I mean, a solid relationship, because we've known them for the last over 10 years.
Yeah.
They trust us, so they just call, they tell us, Sarah, we've put like this amount of money in your account, and these are the things we want you to do for us. If mm-hmm. there's any addition, you tell us later, but continue working.
Yeah.
Now, you see, trust is key in life and in business. And there's one person that I've really been following for so many years, and he's actually the person who helped me to start building wealth. He's Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah.
He has a quote that says that the richest people in the world look for, not that, they look for and build networks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else looks for work.
Yeah.
Look at how many people even, for example, send me messages. Sarah, please help me get work at Strathmore University. Help me get work at Nation Media. I saw you are interviewed in this particular interview.
Yeah.
And I think you know people there. And I'm a journalist and I would like to. And these people, I don't know them.
Yeah.
I may know you like Mr. Muiruri,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just knowing you by the name.
Yeah.
How is your character?
Mm-hmm.
How is your behavior?
Yeah.
Both physically and online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want my name to be put online. That Sarah connected me to this particular person and this person did not do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I also have a quote. I started doing my own quotes that have been helping people a lot to learn about how to network. That make other people's business your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be in business. What do I mean by this? When you talk about business, it's not just business. It can be career, it can be profession. Now, the moment I take other interest in other people, by knowing their goals, by knowing, even trying to add more networks to them, of course, after I have now created that connection, I have liked you and I've actually searched you. I've also trying to know who your friends are.
Yeah.
I found out how their characters are. So it means, you know, most of our behavior is actually dependent on the people that we walk around with.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment I know the people around you and I find out who they are and what they do, then I'll start trusting you or fail to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is that people really need to know that when they leverage on the networks that they trust, they can make a lot, not only in terms of money, but you get a lot of information. I'll trust you to and tell you, by the way, there's a building which is coming up, and because I know you are an engineer, I'll connect you to the architect who also connected me to the developer.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
So that connection, you see, it is value that I'm adding to you. So it is not the money that I'm giving you per se.
Yeah.
But because I've trusted you, I'll connect you to that person. Then another advantage of the networks is that there are people who are very knowledgeable, mentors, people who have walked the journey. They have gone through the pain. And you find that these are the people now who you can work with, and they will actually shorten the journey for you. They'll tell you, no, instead of going north, go east.
Yep.
Instead of going in the south, go west. So it is important for us now to start now thinking, who are the mentors? Then also thinking innovation. Why don't you just go online? Start thinking of maybe this is a way you are producing, maybe probably a newspaper.
Yeah.
And you can also see even now, you people, you are also very much innovative, and many other people are also becoming innovative. And it is through innovation that helps us to become better. Every time, like what I have done, because I lead different networking groups, currently, of course, at my age, many people wonder, sir, how come that you know this thing? Because I'm very curious. And any curious person is very good because it's very adaptable.
Yeah.
You learn from others. So I even use my phone to see how I can help people to become better in terms of marketing. And through my grandson, he sees I'm very curious. He taught me how to use status as a model or as a tool to market
the
product. So I market our products and I market products for our other friends. And I've told the same network to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when you can imagine how many people follow you on your status.
Yeah.
If we are maybe like 100 people in that group,
yes,
and we all market you, say you have an e-flyer to put there, and each person has 100 people checking on your status, it means your brand will be out there and people will easily know, I think I've seen this person.
Yeah.
And many people have asked me, Sarah, I saw somebody who had posted something. You had posted an e-flyer for Moiruri.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his number. Can you remind me? And many people have actually received business from that. Or I have seen you with a person, and this person, I think I've met him somewhere, but I'm not close to him. Can you connect me to him because this is what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And that is how networks work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. I think before wrapping up, I would like to converse about overcoming fear. I know some people, not everyone is perhaps, personalities can be different. And I know many might feel, I'm a bit introverted. I don't know if I'm being intrusive when, you know, I approach, I see Sarah somewhere. I've never really met her. She doesn't know me. I'm a bit afraid. How do I go about it? Overcoming some of those fears of, especially feeling like you're being intrusive to your network, particularly when you're coming, maybe you're the person trying to grow, and you know it's this network. Like you just gave your story of meeting Dr. Chris Kirubi. Overcoming that fear of approaching, making that approach. Many might have that fear. How do you overcome any concerns you might think? Oh, what will they think of me? Will they even stop by and have a word with me? You know, there are those fears, small fears that people tend to have that will hold you back from actually going after. You know, you meet these networks, but you never establish any sort of connections because of that fear. How do you overcome it?
Yeah, mostly, yes, I've met all kinds of people. And I would also say that before I really, really, really used to fear people, I used to be so much of an introverted person. I used to feel very safe in my own space. But when I stepped out of my comfort zone, and I was pushed out of my comfort zone by a tragedy that took place in one of our businesses.
Yeah.
It was set on fire, and I had just lost my husband. And I had many other challenges, that I had so much debt after he passed on. And I felt that, I think even the way that fire came was a way to make me realize there's a lot out there from which I could tap. And I went to a friend who encouraged me to go to a certain network. And when I went, to be very honest, I was very scared. I was supposed to introduce myself. I was looking at them and I was seeing them like giants. And I was looking at myself like just a very small insect. And I was like, oh my goodness, now what do I see? So the first time when I went for the net in that network, I didn't know what to say. I even got confused. And then later on, I was again invited and I went. This time I was a little bit brave. So anytime when you go to a certain network, what I advise people from my own personal experience is always go early before maybe that formal meeting starts.
Yeah.
When you'll be the first person to arrive there, you know already you have familiarized yourself with the place. You can decide maybe the position where you feel comfortable sitting. And then when people walk in, of course, definitely they'll say hi to you. So they'll say hi to you, and then they, and in most cases they'll be like, oh, I have come to this event, and I'm looking for XYZ person. And by the way, what is your name? Then, of course, definitely you talk about yourself and what you do and all that. So that time you have now, you have relaxed. So it is a secret that many people don't know. So, but when you go late, you'll be like, you are so nervous. People are looking at you and they are wondering now, what am I going to say? And I tend to get very confused. But I realized when I started going early and meeting different people, and of course, every time I would even decide to meet another person, and then later on meeting them, definitely people also want to know other people because you never know, maybe they're also looking for a solution that you're looking for. Then the other thing, of course, as I said, you have to dress properly. Unfortunately, some people say that people like Richard Branson don't dress well. There's someone who told me, "Sir, I don't have to dress so well." But you know, we have not reached that point. You see, for them, they are big brands.
Yeah.
They can even wear goat skin. And people still recognize them and they respect them.
Yeah.
But for us, we are still building ourselves. So we need to look very presentable. And we also need to, yes, of course, know even like when I'm going there, what is the event about? Such that when someone comes and asks me, by the way, I was just invited by someone, do you know a little bit about this event? So when you're going to an event, find out what is it about? Who are the people who are coming to talk? And then go online, find out more details. And by the time you are there, you'll be so knowledgeable. So when you are sharing, you'll be building more confidence. And then, of course, you have to wear the smile and the confidence, as I said there earlier on.
Yeah. My very last one as we wrap up this conversation is around taking that first step. For someone especially who's never, you know, maybe they work a job or they run a business and all they do is in the evening they'll shut up shop. If it's the office, lock it back home. Making that first step for someone who feels maybe this is the time to also add, you know, another portfolio to the wealth I have, that I have my business going, I've bought land or, you know, whatever you've invested in, but you've really not created any social networks, or you've just started working, so you've only earned maybe a few months salary, but you want to also add that other layer of you know, to broaden your wealth in a sense. How does someone make that first step as we wrap up?
That is a very good question. As I've said, is that people look for network, and they say your network is your net wealth, but it's not every network that will help you.
Yeah.
But is your quality network, quality. Because there are people who are willing to help, the others who will lock you out. So the first thing that someone needs to do is, I've started a business. I want people to buy from me. Maybe I was working and probably I got sacked, but I can't. I have to eat. I have to take care of my family, or I just have to take care of myself. And I have started this business. So what I need to do, first of all, is to build a brand around myself. Who am I? What is the name of my business? I need to have a business that is somehow related to what I am doing. And I realized that when you have a brand that somehow straight away speaks about itself, it communicates something.
Yeah.
You see, so you can call yourself Stitching and Stitching Garments Limited. So many people see, oh, so you stitch a clothes, you'll be like, yes.
Yeah.
So it means that number one is you build your brand, have a brand name, and then after that, go online, start marketing yourself aggressively. If you're in WhatsApp groups, tell us about your business and what you are doing, the solutions that you are providing. And then also start telling your friends to market you so that you can get known, like I told you about status marketing.
Yeah.
And then after that, start going to events. There's someone I told, you know what, if you sit in the office like I used to sit, I used to be a cave dweller. When I talk about a cave dweller,
mm-hmm.
I would leave from home, I get to my car, I go to the office, all those were my caves. So you can imagine a cave dweller. He doesn't know anything other than just his cave. So I only used to know my car. Even when I closed my eyes, I would tell you how my car looks like inside my brain. My office, I knew how it looked like. Then after that, I'd go home. And I never used to go out to build my social capital. So now when I was invited now to go to this network, later on, someone told me about Strathmore University. And I went there and I continued learning. You see now how networks work.
Yeah.
So when I learned how to manage a business, which I had not managed before, because before I was a civil servant, here my husband dies. He has left these businesses. I didn't want these businesses to crash. So I had to go out, the effort of wanting to learn more. So I went out there. So it's also good for you to start yearning for knowledge.
Yeah.
That you can grow your business. Then the innovation, find out the people who have already gone there, find out what they do. Then that way then you'll be able to know more and become better. Then the other thing, of course, is now going to say places like golf clubs. Golf clubs, there are people who go there, career people, different professionals. And when they have their club night, stay there. Even if it means leaving at midnight, stay there. There are people who definitely will even want to know more about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, it will be very easy for you to grow your business or your profession.
Great.
Thank you very
Thanks very much, Sarah, for being on the podcast this week. And that has been Sarah Karinge, the queen of networking. And this has been another episode of Make Money the Podcast. Make Money is a production of the Business Daily.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.